protests, Lurambi Member of Parliament Titus Kamala has castigated the youth for engaging in violent protests, looting and destruction of properties in the name of expressing their displeasure with the government and leaders. The MP said, "From the protests, legislators have already learnt, self-reflected and humbled themselves and asked the youth to now retreat and embark on nation-building as their concerns are being addressed by government. Our young people, you have spoken loud and clear, and we have heard you. This country is one country, one people under God," he said. Speaking in Kakamega, Kamala told the Gen Z to instead mobilize themselves, register for IDs and register as voters to vote for the preferred leaders come 2027 if they feel let down by the current crop of leaders. "So don't kill me, don't burn my home, don't burn buildings, don't raid people. Even those who voted, yes, are Kenyans. If you don't want them to speak in your forums, you can stop them, but you don't have to rough them up or beat them because they are your brothers and sisters and they are Kenyans too," he added. The MP spoke as a section of youth, people with disabilities and businesspersons called for an end to protests which they said have turned violent and destructive. During the protests on Tuesday, some shops in Kakamega were broken into, the protesting youth destroyed property, and stole items. They also attempted to break into a mobile phone store on Darau Street while the owners were inside. Traders said they have incurred huge losses as the protesters did not spare even the small traders selling vegetables and other items. The presence of police officers did not deter them from accessing some business premises, as they engaged in hide-and-seek and diversion tactics while some positioned themselves to loot. Some protesters snatched phones from people with a section of journalists reporting that they lost their phones while documenting the protests in Kakamega town. Bartez Wetchuli, the chairman of Navakolo Disability Initiative Group, asked the government to find a way to end the protests. He said people with disabilities are facing challenges, especially when caught in the midst of protests as they cannot move fast to seek safety using wheelchairs, white canes or the crutches or even with a guide. Another youth, James Otieno, said despite the protests, leaders have not come out to listen and talk to them to understand their concerns and try to give them direction. "It is fine, President William Ruto has withdrawn the finance bill 2024, but now, he has not given us direction as youth because there are things we still feel have not been addressed and he is the leader whom we expect to bring us together as youth, to understand what we are fighting for," he noted. Meanwhile, those injured are asking for contributions to cater for hospital bills and medication at the Kakamega General Hospital. One of the patients, Joseph Mwalo, who is at the hospital, says he was going home when he was accidentally shot on his left leg as he was trying to avoid the protesting mob. He says he needs at least ₱35,000 for medication, which he cannot afford, with medics asking for cash deposit to commence treatment. Simon Wandera says he was caught in the midst of the protests and escaped with gunshot wounds on his legs. He appealed to willing Kenyans and the county administration to support his medication. Nifa Adama from Sichirai says she was washing clothes at home when a stray bullet pierced her palm. She appeals for help to undergo surgery. She says she is a single mother who is the sole breadwinner for her children, noting that she is unable to raise ₱15,000 to start medication, yet she relies on washing clothes to make a living.